Kedushin, Shir Chafei, Vedav Sheshiva continued, Yudchas Adari Toshim Memhei, March 11th, 1985, on Monday continued.
Now the Rosh in the Rosh itself and in the Kishis Rosh, in the Dushi Rosh and Dushi, he is Chelek HaKishis. And he says that when the Gemara says Mashkin Achilim Shiz Mikodeshes, the Gemara is referenced exclusively to Mashkin Shalom Shalom. But Mashkin Shasal Boye, she's not like this. Not like this. Not like this. As a matter of fact, Mun Loshin Tesis Mitzir, at the end of Hasekha Sawum, says the same thing. But this Tesis here in Lushin holds the counter. So there is a machlekes between Tesis and the Rosh. Oh, one Rosh in Tesis and one Mitzir. Tesis Shitin Yidushin is that the Mashkin Dachirim Shiz Mikudeshes in Mashkin Bishas Alvoye and the Rosh and Tesis and one Mitzir and Asikha Sawumi, he says that in Mashki Vishas Al Goye there is also a Tzatzkine and she is also Kodesh. What's the Tzatzkine? So Bishwene Mashki Shaloi Vishas Al Goye. I mean, if Mashki Shaloi Vishas Al Goye is not King Ramon, is also a tzatzkin. So its degrees of tzatzkin. In other words, a king gomel, even in mashkin shalom, which is all boy, it doesn't have a king gomel, he cannot be mishtamish in it, he's a gazlan. So, but shalom, which is all boy, he is more of a king than mishasal. Shalom Mishas Alvoye doesn't have a king Gomor, but he has a limited king. Mishas Alvoye doesn't even have a limited king. He has Ktsas king. I mean, in other words, why, what is the king of Shalom Mishas Alvoye? The king of Shalom Mishas Alvoye that can manifest itself in the Chiyuv HaChayis. But Bishas Alvoye is not Chayiv Achayis. Bishas Alvoye is not Chayiv Achayis. So, in other words, what is the king in Shalom Bishas Alvoye that is Chayiv Achayis? But a Mashkin Bishas Alvoye is not Chayiv Achayis. He's not Chayiv Achayis. And it's Mashma from the Gemara. That in Mashki Vishas Alvoye, so not only is not Chayiv Yonis, he is not in Chayiv Yonis Aveye, in Mashki Vishas Alvoye. He's only Chayiv for Pshir, like a regular Shem Lachinom. That's all. So, what kind of tzatzkiyim was there? Does the shemachinum have which tzatzkiyim? Could anybody say that if Shimon is a shemer of Reuven's chepetz, that he could be mekadesh mishu? I mean, that's ridiculous. It would be nonsense. So the question is, why does Rashi say, after Gavir and Pitokai and Mashi Shalom, which has always said, but in the name of Kidding about Hilkin Mashi Shalom, which has always said, Kidding Gomu Achimide, which has always said, Name Aum Shibude, the Hashid Momen, the Kaddish Bill, Nisho, the Wicked, the Awan Interface. We have to understand cases. What is one thing to do there? Bishlein the Mashi Shalom, which has always said, he doesn't have the kingdom of either. So he has a limited kingdom. So he's high bachayas. So it manifests itself in the high bachayas. But Mashkush has always is not high bachayas. He's only in the chuyah like a shimachino. So why is it kamzirak tzaskin and then? Mani yeshvide tzalasinai. Just because Mashkush always is so, he has a moderate kinyan, we won't call it tzatz kinyan, in order to distinguish it from mashkin shasloboy. But we cannot say kinyan gomo. So we say that mashkin shaloy shasloboy, he has substantial kinyan. So mele, mashkin shasloboy, he has slight kinyan. What's the shaykh? The answer is this. What is, we have to define Mashkin Shalom Mishas Ovoye, and we have to define Mashkin Shas Ovoye. What is Mashkin Shalom Mishas Ovoye? I find it already, the meaning here. Mashkin Shalom Mishas Ovoye means that if, let's say, Shimon owes 100 zuz to Ovoye, and he doesn't pay up with it, and Shimon is not interested at this moment to collect it, he can wait, but he's only interested in being secure for the debt. He wants that secure. He doesn't want to always to be in doubt whether he'll collect the debt at any time or not. So then comes the best, and he says, Shimon owes me 100 bucks, but I don't care. Let him wait another year with the payment. I don't care. I'm a good person. But I want to be sure that he'll pay it. I don't want to be besotted all the years of my life whether I'll ever pay that or not. So then Bestin sends the Shliach to the home of Shimon. And the Shliach Bestin tells Shimon, listen, you owe 100 zuz. Reuven is not interested in collecting the debt right now. He doesn't mind if he will get paid a year later. But he wants that secure. He wants to be sure. So, give me a watch. So, Bachutz Talmud, Vayisha Shatan Rishubay, Yetzilach Achut. So, the Shliach Bestin. So, the Shliach Bestin takes the watch. And then he goes to Reuven and he gives him the watch. And he tells Reuven, you can keep that as security, but remember, don't be mishtamish in it. It's not yours. You'll be gazled if you are mishtamish. So, what's the schus that Reuven has in this watch that was taken from Reuven Shalom Bishas Alboy? That means he can use it as security. What does it mean he can use it as security? It means that in case he doesn't pay up the debt in another year, he's ready to wait one more year. But that's all. There's a limit. He can't wait forever. So in the case he doesn't pay up the debt in another year, then we'll have to go to Bestin and we'll have to get Vishus from Bestin to realize it here from this watch. So right now, he has acquired his schus in the watch to realize a gvir al pibezin, to be machlit, the mashki pibezin, ultimate. And once he is machlit pibezin, then it will be imafeldi. But right now, until the gvir is made, his kinyan consists in the schus that he has in this mashkin, in which to realize it. So he already has an object in which he can realize it here. I'll be best. He won't have, you know, to resort to achten or kind of things. And auctioneering and all kind of things, and the boy is process of here, you see. So he has already security in his house. And now Pibesn will be able later on, in the event the limit doesn't pay out yet, to realize a gvir from this watch. So that's the substantial type that in Malve has in Mashkin Shalosh. So that's the definition of Mashkin Shalosh. What is the definition of Mashkin Shalosh? Mashkin Shalosh means without rest that Shimon comes to Ovo and says, you are a good person, you are a rich person, lend me 100 Jews for a year. So, Rubin says to Shimon, I'll lend you, but give me your watch and security. So he gives it. Without this, there's nothing wrong. By mutual agreement, Shimon, at the time of the Alvoyas, I mean previously, with the Alvoyas, he gives me watch and security. Now, what can he do with that watch? He has to put it in the drawer. He can't even understand. But, let's say, suppose a year passes by, and then a Shimon doesn't pay the 100 Jews. So then Reuven goes to Besdin and he tells Besdin, I have a mashkin shasalvoy, but he didn't pay up yet. So I want that mashkin to become mashkin shalvoy. So then Besdin will give him the shoes. To retain the mashkin now as a mashkin in which, let's say, if he's ready to wait another year, so in which if another year expires, so Besdin will be able to be machli the mashkin. So, what is the schus that he has in the mashkin shasalvoy until Besdin gives him the right to retain it as a mashkin shasalvoy? In other words, the Levi gives him the mashkin and he has that schus to make it, to change it later on, I'll be besten into a mashkin shalish. And he will not have, you know, to resort to the cooperation of the Shira besten. So he already has the mashkin in his possession. All he'll have to do, he won't have to deal with the Levi anymore. He has to go to besten and get rishus from besten to, from now on, to keep the mashkin like a mashkin shalosh. So the ktsaski and the mashkin shalosh consists in having this chus to convert it into a mashkin shalosh without, you know, resorting to the laborious process of getting the help of the Shira Besdin, who will have to go to the home, you know, of the Levi, and maybe the doors of the house of the Levi will be locked.
like this, he's more secure. All he has to do to change it into a Mashkin Shomayim Sakhoi is to go to Bezdin directly. And of course, it's much more convenient to deal with Bezdin than to deal with the Levi. But no one can tell what the Levi can do. The Levi can go in Nesayan, lock up the house and go in Nesayan. And then he's stuck. So even the Shliach Bezdin will not be able to get security. But now that he has the watching his house and his possession, even though right now it's a mashkin, bishas halvoye, but in the event he doesn't pay as he promised to pay, he'll be able to go to Bezdin and tell Bezdin he's ready to wait another year, but he wants to change it into a mashkin shalom, and he won't have to resort to the laborious process of dealing with the lady. You'll have to deal with Bezdin. So this is the pshat Bezdin. And Bezdin says, "Batino lema, kiyin ba'ochidu mashkin shalom yisachovoye kiyin gomo." So the kiyin gomo is not really kiyin gomo. That's why Bezdin says, "Kiyin gomo actually lived there." In other words, he has his chus. He calls it kiyin gomo because he has his chus already to realize a gvi al pides. Realizing gvi al pides, chavu isobish chavuye name alim shibudei lichashiv momein lichadish bioisho liliknis beyavodim likakoyes. What's the connection between the so-called kiyin gomo, which doesn't mean kiyin gomo, it means substantial kiyin gomo, not kiyin gomo. So that the substantial kiyin he has in Mashkin Shalomishas Alvoye, with the tzas kiyin, the slight kiyin in the Mashkin Shas Alvoye, because the whole Halishem, the essence of the definition of Mashkin Shas Alvoye means that he is getting the mashkin in his possession so that it will be easy for him to change it into a mashkin without dealing with the lady.
I miss what you said. Mashkin shalom b'shas alvoye can only be created in Bezdin.
The best
only in Bezdin. Yeah.
Mashkin b'shas alvoye can be done by mutual agreement. וכן צורך לפעול בפרק השריח ואי דומה המאור על המשקן אין שם ובראש עצום הוא שמיקון עלי כרב יצחוק ורב יצחוק חבי בשלוי בשלוי בשסחול בוסק והמאור במשקן בשסחול בוסק ובמשקן סיפר גאוני אל הוכת פרש עצום כי אם ניקון עלי Shalom Shasalvosili Gamre. Again, not a Gamre. It's not a Gamre. It means it's called a Gamre because it can, in the event of Vie, it merges into a Gamre. Limafreya. That's why it calls it a Gamre. You know, contingently it's a Gamre. In the event of an ultimate gviye, then it's l'mafreya determined that it's going to be gamre. So that's why this is called the gamre. Contingently the gamre. Svoru yiknu bishasal vosei shaloi nishamu yichoshiv shalo achicha b'ladach yidashinu misifri. In other words, he already has the object of the Rebbe in his possession. The Chiddush Liforish Perikol Shor Vahi Yisrael Sheyuvo Esed Chobi Malchemtzei Achara Pesach Eidel Rebbe. So in other words, suppose the Yisrael before Pesach lent 100 Jews to a goy, and he told the goy, you know what, you have to give me, let's say, a bag with cake as security. So the goy left with the Yisrael a bag with cakes as security for the 100 Jews that the Yisrael and the goy. After Pesach, so we say, since the Yisrael kept it in his possession, the bag with the cakes belonged to the goy, so mele the Yisrael was either baloy, and it's just a baloy. After all, Shalochi Atarei, Abo Atarei Shalachere, it belonged to the Goy, because of the Yitzchus Shalochi. But here it was the Mashkin Shasalochi. The answer is, since he had his slight kinyan in the bag of cakes, so that he could, with ease, change it into Mashkin Shalochi Shasalochi, so mele it's considered already Shalochi. That Taskin and Gabriel Baliroye is considered Shalom. For a Shosan, we should be Konolik Rabitzchok. The Kim Konolik Rabitzchok, Shalom Shasalva say, we shall salvo say Konolim Name, the Indian Kinolo, Shalohi Atome. Okay, I don't want to start next, this is small focus, but that might involve us in a long discussion. Because there is, after looking over the tasteless in the end, I said, that's what we mean. So it appears that this tasteless is inconsistent with the previous days. Alright? So we leave it here. Now, for Sunday, we should be ready an old Gemara, which is not much at all. As a matter of fact, the tasteless of Yilchas Seroyah and Tzor of Shumer we already learned. We don't need to learn it again. So, up to Boyer Reb Shimon HaModesh, Mishtar Eiras and Shikos Mishtar Eiras and Shikos Mishtar
Shirchov Vav and Kedushin by the Rosh Hashiva Chav Dal Adrei Tov Shem Mem Hei March 17,
1985 on Sunday. אבל שאלה הבא, ובאיתי גמור הרבי עד של רבי צחוק, מה שאתה רבי צחוק לא אומר ישראל גונס, גמור אם הוא מציא עם שבועס, אפרייז, רבי צחוק, הוא says, that מלו המשקן, איש עם סוחו עד של רבי צחוק, and it only says Dechimasoko, so there is no Chilons, so it's a Kash against Rashi. It's a very strong Kash against Rashi. However, the Ravet of the Chivu Haschires, he agrees with Shkir Rashi that Mashkin Shalom is all going with Chilons. Alright, so it's a Kash for me. The Kach really, Shikono is a Mashkin in Yisrael, the name of Ravet. So, So the case is Shiki is the very Shiki of Moshe Hashem that his skin and mashkin is higher than the name of Rabbi. He's higher than Rabbi. Now, why is he included with Nile Rabbi? So, there are two parts of the chart. One is that it's on the basis of Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha. That's why. Because Rabbi Yitzchak says, Baruch HaLikin Mashkin, so he has Ktsas Kiyon. In the Mashkin, some Mele, but it's not a Kiyon Bamo. Some Mele, since it's only Ktsas Kiyon, not Kiyon Bamo, so it's only Chayiv HaGishmachot. But then, and he is only hired like Ishmael. And that is probably the Shita of Tesis here in Dushan. Because Tesis here in Dushan says, Avadabra previously, Avadabra Pizza Kaira Mashmash, which is all way. But Tino Nima, even the Balkhil King Mashmash, which is all way, King Gonu, Achidide, which is all way, Name. Our machine would be the Hashid Mone in the Kaddish Berisha, the liquids they are bodily capoids. So, a case is here, and Jushi says, the reason is why you can be Kaddish and Isha with the Mashkin is because Shalom Bishas al Bodhi is King of King Gomo. And as we said last time, last week, King Gomo is not to be understood in a literal sense. He's not allowed to be established yet. He's not allowed to be established yet. And this is Shiki here is that he's not even high Beyonce. So, King Bomo means a substantial king. So, Mele Mashki Shazalkoye does not have a king, Bomo does not have a substantial king, but has Tsaskin. So, King Bomo is not to be understood literally. Mame Shoye. That's impossible. He's a gazer with his mishnah. But what is the king gomo? Mashkin shalom b'shasalvoye means that it is a mashkin that was taken in order to realize it being. In order to realize a being. And so melee, the king gomo means it is shalom. Vis-a-vis Gvir. And as the Baal Moyer in Sochem says, and as the Rambam, the Rashbo, and the Bitvon in Dushan say, that even though we pass in generally like Hove, that Baal Chay is in Kalhavu Gevay, but by Mashken, it's ultimately Chuchlad Bevesten, if Gvir is realized, then it's a Mafeo Gevay. Why is Mafeo Gevay? Why would that be? That's the aloha, that's the king gomo of Master Shalom. King gomo doesn't mean that king gomo is his. It's not his. Until he's so far the best thing, so then he's not allowed to be establishment. And he's not even higher the onset. But king gomo means that it is his in respect to realizing it being this much. It is. It's already his vis-a-vis a being. Since it is his vis-a-vis a being, some mele, if it being is ultimately realized and it is not redeemed by the Lebe, so then it's a mafreya. It has retroactive effect. But even if it is redeemed, so vis-a-vis create is it. So Mashki Shalom Bishas Alboyen means that a Mashkin which he has a key and respectively to realize me, and Mashki Shas Alboyen, he does not have a key and in which to realize it. So Ktsas Kinyan, yes, what is Tasfinyan? How do we explain the thesis? In other words, he has his hus to ultimately change it into a Mashkin Shalom. So, right now, what is the purpose of the whole Mashkin? If not to make it be in it. So the purpose, as the Gemara in Shvuyah says, and as Rashi in Mitzia points out, Mashkin Shas Ovoye, so the whole purpose is in Zichrin Dvar. In other words, when Rubin says to Shimon, Rubin says to Shimon, lend me 1,000 zuz. So Shimon says, I'll lend you 1,000 zuz. But I don't want to lend you money. I'll lend you money without shtar, then you'll be keep a hacker. And I'm stuck. What do I do? I'll lend you without shtar 1,000 zuz. And then when I'll ask you for to pay, you'll say, well, you won't mail. You won't mail. So I don't want to lend you money. But you give me mash. So then one day you see what you want mail. Because if you say what you want mail, I'll produce the mash and you'll be a proven liar. So Mashkin Shas Alboye means that it is given the time of the Alboye to the Malveh Lizichin Dvar in order to prevent the Leveh from denying the Chet. That's what Mashkin Shas Alboye means. Now, the Goyim of Mitzieh Rabbi Kiva says, even though he's not in the vine, he's still hiding in the vine. But suppose his mother Habil Mishkaven in the Mashkin. So then, what is the purpose of the Mashkin? In order to be Bekuach, the other fellow would not deny it. He couldn't deny anyone. He has a Shtar. So obviously, the purpose is to ultimately realize a Gvir in the Mashkin. So then, he's a Shema Socha. Then he's a Shema Socha. Why? Because the fact that he has certain kinyon in the mashkin, each alay, so mele that in itself makes him into Shema Socha. That in itself makes him into Shema Socha. Because he has partial kinyonim in the mashkin, so that's his heart. That's his heart. But he's not high once because it's not his mamesh. It's not a kinyonim. It's not a kinyonim. Mashayim came if his mother's habil mishtar, so then even mishas alway, the purpose is in the end. So then he has kinyonim in Bishas Alway, you see. Kinyonim in Gabin Gvir. So Rashi says, Abo, who go Elohim Bishtar, we are from Mashkin Aliyah, in the Hakel of the Mason, the Mashkin Bad, because then he is certainly Shema Socha, the Mashkin Bad, and he buy the Shokho, Libris in them, he stam Shtar, Yish Bishit Takoyis, Yish in the Echon Libes, and the Tirachu, the Gamlichter in Yochem, the Lab, the Koish Tore, Hilkach, Lab was the coin Vonnach. So in other words, the only difference between Mashkin Bishas Alboy and Mashkin Shalom Bishas Alboy is because Mashkin Shalom Bishas Alboy, so the Mashkin is taken deliberately for the purpose of being able to realize it within it. And Mashkin Shas Alboy, so it's taken for the purpose of preventing Kvire. So Mele, he does not have him. So this is Shite here, in Dushin, when Tzia is in Tetris Israel, that the Halokhe, that he can carry Shem Nisho, so applies him to Mashkin Shas Alboy. Even though a king in Gomor he only has in Mashkin Shalom Shalvoye, and we shouldn't forget that king in Gomor doesn't mean Mamesh king. King in Gomor means it's his Ligabi Gvir. But Mashkin Shalom Shalvoye is a Ksas king, so it's not even his Bishas Gvir. But Sadisu says, and the Bamoya in Sokh and also says, that from Dalet, from his faith, that since Mashkin in Shalom Bishas Alboye has a king Bamo, which does not mean Mamish king Bamo, it means each alay regabit Vie, it's contrary to regabit Vie, so Mashkin in Shas Alboye doesn't have a king Bamo, it's not common regabit Vie, has Ksaskin. So what does it mean, has Ksaskin? It means even though it was taken for the purpose of zichrin roi, of preventing kfire, of securing the debt, so that a lady wouldn't be able to be a kibahako, but since he has a mashkin that secures the debt, so mele he has a source in that mashkin to change it, how pibesni, into a mashkin shalosh. What do you mean into a mashkin shall you solve away? Into a mashkin in which you'll be able to realize the end. But it has to be done all the best. So in mashkin shall you solve away, he has to resort to the end of best. But mashkin shall you solve away, he needs the cooperation of best in order to be mahri the mashkin. But here, he needs a psak best in order that he should become his regabili. And then he'll be able to realize it here too, because when Bezdin we give him psak that it is the WDS, one king, there's me say, now, this mashkin, so is yours with WDS, so that if within the next 30 days he doesn't pay the debt, so then you will be able to be machleted out of this. But it will still require another psak to be machleted. So that is Teis Veshite here in Dushi. So Teis Veshite in Dushi is that the aloha of Malvala Mashmi is Chayet Bachayes, which means only the Ladele on the Teis Ves, so that applies only to Mashmi Shalom Vishas, because there it is with Abitvye. It's partly in Abitvye. All it needs is Ipsak Bezin to be Machel the Mashmi. But vis-a-vis-vye, it's his own. And once a vye is made, then to have retroactive effect. But to be machleted, so then he needs Ipsak Bezin. He needs Ipsak Bezin. So that's the kingdom. But since it was not as yet to Chlavi Bezin, so there is not Chayyons, but Mashke Shalom Rishas Alboye is taken in order to secure the deadly Sichin Roy, he shouldn't be able to pay for it. So Mele, it's not even his Lidavid Vie. But since he has a Mashke, he has a Mashke to secure the debt, so Mele, he has a Sfus to change it out of Bezin into a Mashke Shalom Rishas Alboye. So that itself is the kinyan that enables him to be Kaddish Nishma. That's tasteless sheep. So, in Dushi. So, tasteless sheep in Dushi is why is Nishma Soho? By Mashkin Shalom is over here. Why? Because he can be Kaddish Nishma with that? No. He can be Kaddish Nishma with the Mashkin. He shall hold boy too, and still in Mashkin he shall hold boy is not Nishma Soho, it's only Nishma Hilo. He's only Nishma Hilo. He's only Nishma Hilo. So it's not hard to him in Mashkin he shall hold boy vis-a-vis here. So Mele, since it's not come to him, so it's not Nishma Soho. But why is he able to be Kaddish Nishma? Because since he has the mashkin to secure the debt, so Mele he acquires his foot in the mashkin to change it into a mashkin shalimishma. And that is enough to be Mikadosh Hashem. That is enough to be Mikadosh Hashem. And why what Hashem Sohal is? Mashem ki teisus in the world tzir is chil in teisus. Because Teisus here says that even though Mashkin Shalom is Holy, he is not Chayyons known to be Ravide, but still Mashkin Shalom can be Kaddish Nisho. Teisus in Bonitia says that in view of the fact that the Mashkin Shalom is Holy is not Chayyons, so he's only Chayyons in Ravide. So Mele, Mashkin Bishas Alboye, he cannot even be Kaddish Nisho. But Teisa says, because since Mashkin Shalish Alboye is not Chayyos, so, but he's only Chayyos in Labele, so it's not Mamashis. Because if it had been Mamashis, he would be Chayyos too. So why? Is a Chayyim in Labele, let him not be the Chayyim in Labele either. So why is a Chayyim in Labele? Is Chayyim in Labele because of the fact that he can become Shemish. So that's the Schach. He has certain benefits. He can become Shemish with a Mash. So that's his Schach. So that makes him the Shema Soho. And since the Gemara says that he only has a dinner of Shema Soho Yeah, only Dina Vishnu Soha be by Shalom Vishnu. So then he has a Dina Vishnu Soha. So, but Vishasalvay, he does not have a Dina Vishnu Soha. So that means, and why does he have a Dina Vishnu Soha? Shalom Vishnu. Because he can have a Nisha. And Vishasalvay, he cannot. He does not bring the Mishra Soho, that means that Bishas HaLvoyi cannot bring the Kaddish Mishra. So takes this in the Mitzvah is Chirikantizis. Takes in the Mitzvah is Chirikantizis. Takes in the Mitzvah is Chirikantizis. Why doesn't take this in the Mitzvah say like it is here at all? After all, he has a Saskia. Because he can change it into a mashkin shalom shasalvoy. He can change it into a mashkin shalom shasalvoy. So apparently, it takes the Mitzvah holds, he cannot change it into a mashkin shalom shasalvoy. Because the halacha is, if you want to get a mashkin of the vine, so the halacha is that you have to go to the Besdin, and Besdin would tell the Shia Besdin to go into the home. Of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe cannot enter the house of the Rebbe. The Chutz Damas, the Yisha Shatan Eishabe, Yeti Lecha Achutza. So he cannot. Now, the situation is such that the Malbe has the match in his possession. To realize, let's say after 30 days, if he doesn't pay, if he doesn't redeem, to realize it here, so Besdin cannot tell him, go ahead, continue keeping it now as a mashkin levani. No, if the Rebbe doesn't want that he should continue keeping it as a mashkin which to realize it here, let's say if he doesn't redeem, the Rebbe doesn't redeem it within 30 days, so then Besdin cannot give him Musar. This is the machlokes between Teisves in Dushin and Teisves in Mitzia. In other words, if the Rebbe will agree naturally, Besdin can give him Musar. But the Rebbe says, no, that mashkin I only gave him to secure the debt that I shouldn't be able to be paid for it. But he cannot start keeping it now as a mashkin wish to realize it here. He wants a mashkin wish to realize it here. Let Besdin send Shlia Besdin to my home, and then I'll give him a different mashkin. This mashkin is too precious for me. I don't want him to realize a dream. As doesn't the Gemara say that Balchayim? In other words, the Shlia Besdin can only take whatever object the Rebbe wants to give. But suppose the Rebbe doesn't want that he should use this mashkin as a mashkin for one. It was given only Lizichin Roim. So let him continue keeping that Lizichin Roim. But not to realize it here, that Besdin is not at liberty to give him a psak the more the yitza. Now you keep it as a mashkin of the vine, without the consent of the lady. Some may say, yeah, doesn't have any schusim in the mashkin to change it into a mashkin of the vine. Some may say, it cannot be the kanjin. So, many Hashem takes this in the Mitzvah Israel and takes the Shiva here. Alright. Now that's very important.
The closest here then say that the equipment could be at this point that was given in the world?
Takes this in Dushin Shiva is that even though the Mashkin was taken at the outset, the Zichin Dvorim, but since he has it in his possession, the Zichin Dvorim, that gives him his schus al pibesdin to change it into a mashkin of wine. The fact that he has it in his possession, lizichin dvorim to secure the debt, gives him his schus to demand from Besdin that Besdin should change it into a mashkin of wine. That's right. That's a big chiddush. Now it's not a guy. But you should remember that the distinction, the basic difference between Mashkin Shalom and Mashkin Shalom does not consist in the fact that Mashkin Shalom is taken after our way. And Mashkin Shalom is taken at a time of Mashkin Shalom Shalom means that, let's say, the Malveh claimed the debt, claimed the payment, and the Malveh didn't pay, so he went to pay something. I want to have something in which to realize it here. So Besdin sent his Shliach to the home of the Malveh and took a Mashkin in which the Malveh will be able, let's say after 30 days, after half a year, you know, according to the arrangement between the parties, to realize it, I'll be best. That's Mashkin Shalom Shalvoy. But Mashkin Shalvoy means that the whole purpose was to secure the debt, not to regain the funds. The labor shouldn't be able to be happens. So Mele, he doesn't have any kinyoni regarding the violence. Because, but suppose, at the time of the Alvoye, the Mele would say to the Malve, now you lend me $1,000, I give you my golden watch, and diamond watch, and in case I don't pay it in time, then you can go to Besdin and ask Besdin that Besdin should be machled that watch in recovering the debt. So then it's like a Mashkin Shalom Shalom. As long as it was taken with the violence. That's the difference between Malves Chavira or Mashkin Balpe or Malves Chavira or Mashkin Bishtar. So the Blazer says, Malves Chavira Balpe Mashkin is not a Shemasah. But Malves Chavira Bishtar or Mashkin is a Shemasah. Because since it's a Shtar, so he couldn't say that he gave the Mashkin to secure the debt, to prevent the fear. He couldn't be given anyway. Shtar beyond my life. So what was the obvious purpose of the Mashkin? To keep it for the mighty. Some of the is high of the lavede. She's the lavede. Alright. Thank you. Now, you have to remember what we discussed last week. It's very important that Kitchon Mashi Lachin Kudeshes, so there are two pshat. One pshat, one washing in Rambam is that she is in Kudeshes with the Mashi itself. So then we have to say that when she is in Kudeshes, if the Kedushin is in the Mashi itself, only if ultimately it's Sukhla the best, so then it's my failure. And then the other pshat is that even if it's not ultimately Huchla Bibesni, Huchla Bibesni, you know, to the bar, to the Kaddish. So still she is Kaddishes. But then we have to say that the Kiddushin is she becomes Kaddishes, not in the Kufamashim, but to the Shibut. But you'll ask the Shibut, so who is the Mashim? The answer is because the Atanui who say that Mishtachir Bachir not the Kudeshes because he shall be some Kadaiti because Amir Mishtachir Bachir will tell them Mochel and Mochel. Mashinkin, if he transfers the Mashkin to her, so then he cannot be Nech. He cannot be Nech because of the Kinyan of Rebitzchon. Some Mele is some Kadaiti. But in order that he shouldn't be able to be mechel, he has to have a key in it. So that's why it's based upon his tzolach. So there are two pshati in Kitzur B'mashkin Achir. One pshati is in Sheni, that the Kedushin is chal in the Guf HaMashkin, and the other pshati is not in the Guf HaMashkin. Not with the Mashkin. If a Mashkin could be hard, because it's not better than the Tabah Shulo. It's not his Gamle. He only has, substantial thing on it. But it's not his Gamle. It's his only Gabi Kriye. So Mele, the Kedushin is in the Shibut. But because of the substantial thing on the Mashkin, Some Mele cannot be Meichel anymore. Because since he turns over the Mashkin, some Mele needs the Shibut Aguf shifts, not only Shibut Chosan. And the only reason is why. And the only reason is why he can be Meichel, according to Rabbi Tam, is because when you are Meichel, you are only able to transfer the Shibut Chosan, not the Shibut Aguf. Mashinkin, if you turn on the Mashkin, then you are able to transfer the Shibut, the Shibut also. And according to the Ri, the business why you can be Mechel is because Mechel Ashtar is in the Ramon. So that's only if you don't deliver the Mashkin. But if you deliver the Mashkin to the Likeach, then it's in the Rais in Mechel Ashtar. So then you can be Mechel, you can be Mechel, so it's on the Kadaite. If it's on the Kadaite, some Mele, she's in the Kadesh and the Shibut. And that's the pshat of those. Because according to Rabbi Roshi, so it will be the Kadesh, that she's only in Kadesh, if ultimately it's what the best to the Kadesh. Right. So what kind of a generous act is it? If we say that it's coming to the Malve, in other words, when he turns the pillow or the blanket or the mattress, you know, to the Rebbe so that the Rebbe should be able to sleep on it at night, so the Malve does a generous act. He turns over something that is contained, but if it's not contained, so what kind of a credit does he deserve for a generous act? He turns over to the Levi the mattress that belongs to the Levi, doesn't belong to the Malve. So he has a legal right to demand the mattress for the night. It's his. In Pima. He can still come in Mashiach, so he'll be sure. It's still a generous act. Because after all, because even if it's not coming to him. It's not coming to him. But he has it in his possession. He has it in his possession. Some melee, he is a nice person. And he has a right to keep it in his possession, for whatever reason. Whether it's a binary or it's a ignoring, he has a right. Of the best, he keeps it in his possession. And now he turns it over for the night to the Levi, so that it's all the generosity. Yeshua, the diet with the seed, the Shochab, the Salmose, will be Rachel. The mark of the basis. You will have a king away in Kentish and Walk only. How will it be done? So this is something very remarkable. Now there is a Nisa to give the Bibis to him all, but not only is it also to give money of Bibis, Bibis money, even Bibis glory, you have a lot to give. What does Bibis glory mean? Bibis glory means if, let's say, suppose the Rebbe happens to be a grouch, who never says hello to anybody. He can meet a person 100 times a day and they'll never say hello to him. A grouch, that's his nature. And then the lady, Shimon is a lady, borrowed from Reuven $1,000. Until he borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, whenever he met Reuven, he never said hello to him. Not only did he never say hello to him, even if Reuven greeted him, he never responded to the grouch. Now that he borrowed $1,000, the next day he meets him. He bows down. He doesn't give him any money, so that's in his eyes. That's with his law. If his habit had been, even before the Alboye, to say hello to him, then it's not with his law. But since his habit had been never to say hello to that person, now all of a sudden he makes a bow to him and meets him. So that's with his. That's with his law, so it's awesome. So Teisa says, we have to conclude that the Malve owns, has a kinyan in the Mashia, because the Torah says that the Malve should return the blanket, the pillow to the Levi for the night, and then the Levi will bless you. The Levi will bless you, so that means that the blessing of the Levi is very significant. It's legitimate. Because if the blessing by a Levi would not be legitimate, so what kind of yichas is there in the blessing? You know, a blessing is of great significance if it's legitimate. But if the blessing is illegitimate, then it's not of great significance. It's not great significance. So really, here the Torah says, the Torah tells the Malve, you should not be worried about the fact that you give up the blanket. You give the blanket to the Levi for the night, and because of that, he'll bless you. So that means that the Levi is allowed to give a blessing to the Malve, for returning, for letting the Levi keep the blanket for the night. The pillow, the blanket, the mattress for the night. So it doesn't involve any self, the sinas with this dwarf. So it's a raya that the mashkin is coming to the mall. So then we understand this, why the Levi is allowed to give a blessing to the mall, because after all, he's giving him something that belongs to him, it's coming to him. So doesn't he deserve a blessing when you give him something that belongs to him? The Donor gives the Donee something that is coming to the Donor. So the Donee is allowed to give him a blessing. the Doni is allowed to give me a blessing. He's allowed to give me a blessing. But if we say, so Bamedwan, all is well, is correct, if Balchem is Hinemash. So then, when he returns the pillow to the leader for the night, he's in effect giving him something that belongs to him. Some may say, he's allowed, not only allowed, it's the proper thing that the man should have him to do. You know, to give him a blessing. After all, the Malve is such a nice person. He gives him something that belongs to him. But assuming that the Mashkin doesn't belong to the Malve in any way, he just has the right to keep it in his possession. He's simply dead, for whatever reason. But he has no kiyonim, he has no title in the blanket, in the pillow, in the mattress. Now he's giving him. So that means that that before he didn't let him keep his money unpaid without the mashkin. Now, so he is allowing him to keep the money without security. For the duration of the night, he lets him have the money, the debt, unpaid, without security. Without security. So what is he doing? He's extending, in effect, the malve is extending the debt for another night. Because like this, he did not tolerate such a situation that the labor should be allowed to keep the money and without security. Now he's returning the security to him and he doesn't bother him about paying the debt. So he lets him keep the money for another night without security. So that means he's extending the debt. He's extending the debt for another night. So, in return for extending the debt, so what does he do? What does the lady do? He pays it. Not with money, but with words, with nice words, with a blessing. So that's the Islam. It's a remarkable job. Now, when I was a rabbi in Chaim Alei, so I received, and I gave actually the highest tier, you know, the big boys, 20-year-old boys, you know, I gave this year for the whole Mitzvah, only once a week or once in 2 weeks, and I gave this year for the biggest boys in this Mitzvah, you know, every day. So whenever a certain person had a complaint against one of the family, so to whom did he complain to me? It's my fault. So many people, Balabati, one Balabos was the main supporter of Hamsita Khanif. I don't want to mention his name. He was an outstanding person. He once called me up, he asked to see. He's very upset about the forbidding Sita Khanif. So he came to me. And he expressed his complaints against one of the best boys. I mean, he's well known in that book, but I won't mention his name. He says, what kind of point you raise on this? Point, he says, they are not grateful, nothing, he says. You see, one of your Talmidim, so he knew that he was already in Shidduchim, he needed money. So, this old boss, so helped him out with thousands of dollars. And that was, you know, 30 years ago. $1,000 30 years ago was like at least $10,000 today, at least. So he says, so I gave him $1,000. And then he tells me, so he comes over and says, I'm not thanking you. So he says, what kind of interact is it? Such point you raise in the year. Such point you raise in the year. I mean, the don't want to thank me. And not only that, who expected he thank you from me? I didn't expect. But why does he have to tell me? I am not thanking you. So I hold the door. Why do you talk about that? So he said, he heard and certain Tom Cochran, I don't think he's a man. Not a good guy. I wouldn't say such nonsense. But the other, you know, other problem had come. So he said, if you get a loan from a certain person and you thank him, yeah, he will love the ice. And he mentioned the faces. I mean, isn't that a good guy? So I told him, yeah, maybe he didn't say. You are a very good student of the law, and you are a big masculine, but you know, there is an adage that besides the four halakhic commandments, you have to be knowledgeable in the fifth halakhic commandment. A little common sense. A little common sense that every person should have. I mean, even if he's not a mentor, even if Goy has to have common sense. And just to ask us something on the basis of, you know, of the sophisticated wonders, you know, not real wonders, you know, sophisticated wonders, that's no chokhmah. That's not like that thing in the Torah. Do you think that the Torah will forbid a Jew to express gratitude to a person who is nice to you? The Torah calls David that the most important thing. But the Torah does forbid to give ribis. So you ask, why not give ribis? Well, it's also possible. The person is so nice. He gives me a loan, lets me keep $10,000, let's say, for 5 years. Doesn't he deserve a little bit of interest? How can I speak it? That's the case, of course. All right. So you know, Hanani, when you borrow money from Goy, so Rabbi Badi's father says, Lanochi Sashek means that you have its needed because giving ribis is powerful with that, we discussed it. But here, vis-a-vis Jews, so the Torah asks a statement of ribis, and because of that, the Torah also asks her giving ribis, because the Torah expects such brotherhood between one Jew and another that even for things that one is not legally obligated to do, but if he does it, he should not take any profit for it. Because one has to act in a brotherly way towards the other. So the Torah asked to the beast, and even if it is boring, if it is given just for the fact that he lets you keep the money. But as far as thanking the person is concerned, I want to ask you a question. Do you think, let's say if somebody, let's say a certain person, you come to a certain person, and you ask him, I have to get married, and I need $10,000. Without $10,000, I cannot get married. I cannot get married. And my in-laws will break up the sheikh. Can you lend me my $10,000? And that person will say, I don't have $10,000. But I'll try to borrow $10,000 from the bank. And I'll lend you that money. So that man goes to the bank. He tries to borrow. And then the teller in the bank tells him, we have security? He says, no, I don't have security. So he says, Sal, I'm going to give you the phone. Then the clerk calls you up and says, I'm sorry, I tried to get the loan from the bank to lend you so that you will be able to get it. But the bank refuses to give me a loan. Do you think that person deserves a thank you? He says, of course he deserves a thank you. After all, he tried his utmost. He tried his utmost. So why shouldn't you? So he deserves a thank you. So I said, suppose, do you think that you owe him less gratitude then if that person had been able to get along someday, now the same way. Because whether you get along from the bank or not, that's not his credit or his fault, you see. So the gratitude I owe him for the goodwill of the person, for his kindness and his generosity, for trying so hard for me. So I said, if the thank you had been due only for the fact that he gave you the loan, then a thank you would be your service of his law. But suppose that man who gave me $1,000 so that you would be able to do the shidduch. So suppose he tried to raise the money and he couldn't. Wouldn't you have to give me thank you? You would have to give thanks, so you realize. And then he couldn't involve himself in his law because he didn't claim the money. So the thank you is due not for the actual loan, but for the intention to lend. Even if he doesn't claim to some way, like the fact that not only did he intend to help you out, but he helped you out, so does not involve in himself. So he realized that. Then of course he mentioned it to Ravuta. So Ravuta said, of course, that's common sense. So then the whole psak, you know, that he mentioned the name of the young Pesek. In those days he also had young Poskim, you know, who passed in childless. A young Rosh Hashiva, he passed in childless. So then everybody in the secret arguing realized that it wasn't right to say to a person who lends you money, I'm not thanking. At first they thought that that's acting like a control, you know, because they heard it psak. You are not allowed to say thank you. I mean, so the pshat here in case you see is here because in this case, would he be entitled on the basis of mentioned title to a broche and you know, for returning the pillow that is actually his, so would he be entitled for a brochet if he didn't return the pillow? He just tried to return the pillow, and he didn't return the pillow. Then he wouldn't have to give the brochet. But the reason is why he has to give the brochet, because he actually returned the pillow to him for the night. So Miller, since he actually turned the pillow, so even though the pillow is actually the best, but he didn't have a pillow to sleep on. Now he has a pillow to sleep on, so Miller didn't walk. So that's why it involved his glory. But where the broche is due, even without the actual law, just for the intention to do that, that's it. So then it doesn't involve on Israel. And since the time, because of Rafuta's Achim of Roche confirmed my Psaka, so then that habit of telling people who lend them money, you know, I'm not going to thank you. I'm not grateful to you. Stop this. And before they thought, first of all, even if he didn't involve himself in his glory, but the refraining from saying I'm not thankful to you, that certainly does not involve in himself in his glory. But they thought that since it's also to thank you, so maybe you have to tell him I'm not thanking you. I mean, they were acting with him, Joseph. Yes.
According to the first Washington Post, this, why does Rabisco learn out from the custom of Wakati and stuff that he learned out from.
So, what this is saying is that actually the Raya is not from Tzloko, but from the end of the Pasuk. Many times, you see, Taisu says that, the Shemin say that, Gemara mentions the beginning of the pasuk, and the raya is from the end of the pasuk. From the end of the pasuk. V'yeshi mikoroshim l'mikhetz doko l'anisi mishalei m'tzadei k'mishaloch v'tem. I think, I mentioned the whole story in order to explain Jesus. I didn't mention the story just to tell an interesting story. Even though this is an interesting story, because he chose that even Torah should have common sense for him. And not if he has to touch this ear, so he should do it like this. If he has to touch this ear, so he has to touch it directly. Not like this, you know. Some so-called Torah, so they like, you know, when they want to give it a bit, so they have to approach it like this. That's not a common sense approach.
According to, we say that a mashkin is because of Zikron the Borah. So once he returns it, so that the guy can just keep it and say, I never fire it. He can say, you know, cover Kohen.
Wow.
So they say that a mashkin is for Zikron the Borah. Yeah. So in other words, the guy can't cover a call. But now that he has to return the mashkin,
yeah,
the guy can, because now that he has the mashkin in possession again, he can be cover a call. So what good is it giving the mashkin in the first place?
What do you mean? But the Torah says that you have to return the mashkin.
I'm saying that. But then that would mean that. But I'm saying there would be a question on the ones who say that the mashkin is for Zikron the Borah.
Yeah.
Because it's not effective. The Torah is going to give it back. Now the guy can keep it. Even though it might be a 30-day loan or something like that, you get it back the first day. And now the guy can say, I never borrowed it.
You mean because it returns it for the night?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. But the next morning, you'll have it again, you know.
No, what if the guy refuses to give it back now?
What?
The guy refuses to give it back in the morning.
You'll have to give it back.
No, but why?
Bezdin would force me to give it back.
No, but we're talking about...
No!
Who's it? You mean Bezdin knows about this?
Because Bezdin knows about it. He can go to Bezdin. And even Bezdin doesn't know. Bezdin doesn't have to know.
Say he goes to Bezdin.
Bezdin can know.
Because if he goes to Bezdin, the guy will say, well, I never got it. We go for a call.
Yeah, right. No, so if he wants to protect himself, so before he returns the blanket to the lady for the night, so he goes to Bezdin and says, I want you to know that I had a mashkin, you see that mashkin, I'm returning him for night. All right, so then Bezdin will know already that he did it. So he can protect himself. If he does not want to do that, okay. So that's his business. Alright.
He doesn't want to be overly naive.
I had another one. What's it? What kind of naive?
Well, like, sometimes you loan somebody money and don't have witnesses.
Alright, so there is a halacha that when you lend money to someone, you should lend him baiting. But suppose you lend him baiting, but they happen to go away to move to a different town. So there is still a risk, you see. Fine. I had other complaints also from parents. This was a complaint from the Baal Boss, who was a big Baal Chesed, and who supported the Sitte Chaim Goyim in the course of years. Hafita Zachim Lebroche was very happy that I told the Talmud that way, because that is reflected on the Talmud. They meant Kishim Shamayim, because he certainly pays a part in them that it's just, why? Because of this thesis in Vishnu. So he thought it was a big illusion. But then, I have complaints from many times. In those days, there were a number of Talmidim whose parents were not observant. In those days, there was Amin. Some of the students became real daily. And the parents were not observant in any way. So then again, one of the young poskim passed in there, and that interfered in the whole functioning of the camel. He could have destroyed the Yeshiva. So a young Pesach passed to them that since the parents were not very observant, and who in those days was Zoya in Philistine, even today, you have many Adlak Jews who are Zoya and Chol Yisrael, but they're not Zoya and Philistine. That's a fact. In those days, who was Zoya in Philistine? So one of the young Poskim, of the young Rebbeim, in certain Yeshiva, went on the Psak that if the parents don't are not able to kill him, so then the son is not allowed to eat in the house. So you can imagine what kind of a Mihume it created, many homes. Not only the homes of the parents who are not in the Shabbos. I mean, really, I'd like Jews, but unfortunately, that was neglected. Even today, it's neglected. You can find many who will not taste holobakim, but cannot eat it. Why is it like that? Why? Because we have muscle. Certain things have muscle. Certain things have muscle. Listening to music is your time. There's a lot of muscle. But you are scared, even though according to some machine, you are scared, mattress is in the ice, there's no matter. So you know what it was about to destroy the machine. Now, here, so some parents, other parents came to complain, said, the boy doesn't eat in the house, unless we have taken all the care. And the mother said, I didn't do it in the course of 40 years. I'm going to start doing it now. Gradually, so I'll do that. But I have a long way to do that. So then I told that person, I didn't want, to tell, from reading the Yeshiva, that the Psak by a certain rabbi in another Yeshiva, it's not correct. It's not correct. You see, this psak I'm allowed to say thank you, and you have to say, I am not thanking you, because it's also to thank you. That's poison. I mean, it's not it. Somebody makes a mistake in the psak. That's poison. That's wild behavior. But this was based upon his water. You see, but I held it friendly. I discussed it with Rav Huk, now he agreed with me. If I'm right, why did he pass in that way? He passed in that way because there is a law in Shulchan Aruch that even if somebody is a Sheya, uncaring, so that also requires to, not only if he buys killing from good, so he has to be taken before he uses it. But even if he bows killing, so because the shale also has exhausting immunity. So I said, but when the son eats in his father's house, he's not the shale and the dishes and the spoons and the forks and the knives. Or I suppose in the course of the in the course of the meal, while he uses the kaling, so there is a fire in the house, and the kaling, let's say, is a green kaling, let's say, is burned. Will the sun be highest to the fire? Did you ever hear anything like that? And then there was a psak. You can't eat in a restaurant, can't eat in a restaurant, because in those days, I'm sure it's even true today, that most of the restaurant keepers were not able to kill them. So how do you eat in a restaurant? You know, the killing were bought from God, and they were not Zoya in first killing. I don't know what the caterers today are thinking. But so he trots out. So I said, no. Only Sheya cannot eat, cannot use the keli until he's stable then, because the Sheya has the key impairs in the keli. But the one who eats in a restaurant, the Zee Sheya, will leave the high bachayas if something happens to the keli. Let's say, while the plates are on the table, you know, the waiter may be setting, and then to fall off, will the one who eats there in the restaurant have to pay to the restaurant keeper? Whoever heard of something. So he has no key on him, so he's not going to pay for the key. So that was another upside that saved the reputation of the meeting of Sitra Khan. And Akut was a kind of work I agreed with the parents. But that I didn't want to tell the boys that this psak is unsound. The other psak I considered this poise, you know, poise to give such a psak. But this psak was well founded, accepted that. I tell that he made a mistake. That Pesach made a mistake, but he meant well. And he meant Rishim Shemai. The other psak he also meant Rishim Shemai, but the other Rishim Shemai is not important. He said there's a difference. Alright. Now, the question is, why do stasis give a second chance? The Yeshim portion will need credit for a court. Elanesim Shalaki Sadekim Shakobitim. Apparently, the second portion of stasis holds that from the Rachichol it's no right. From the Rachichol it's no right. Why is not it right from the Rachichol? Because even if he's not Kenei, so Broche wouldn't involve, blessing him, wouldn't involve an Israel for this one. Why not? So I think it's told in the child. So, now, Hakorah Stevei, is also, you know, a deed. Of course, it is a deed. So in other words, when you get a favor from somebody, you have to be grateful to him. So the question is, why does he involve in this world? After all, maybe in this case too, when the Malva returns the pillow to the lady, which was originally the lady's pillow, so that the lady should be able to have something to sleep on. So even if the Malva had not returned, but he tried to return, and then for some reason, wouldn't the Rebbe have to thank him and to give him a blessing anyway, just for the desire not to return, for the intention, for the machshavah tev? Now, if we are going to assume that in such a case, even the Rebbe, if the Malveh had not returned the pillow, just fight with her. And some reason he was prevented from returning.
Kedushin, Shir Chaf.